In the lunchtime edition, government rejects claims that it's unfairly delaying paying the Merchant Daly family for its acquired Bay Street property, insisting the matter now has to be settled in the High Court. A Christchurch teenager charged for murder and other firearm offenses. Social activists staging a march against gun violence. A man charged for an indecent assault of two women, but the police say there is no serial rapist in the area of the Wildy Gym. And children in this country as young as 6 years old using and becoming addicted to illegal drugs. A flash flood watch in effect for western and central areas. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, government rejects claims that it's unfairly delaying compensating the Merchant Daly family for land acquired at Bay Street St. Michael, insisting the matter now has to be settled in the High Court after the state's offer was rejected. At issue is payment for government's acquisition of the former liquidation center property that is earmarked for a hotel project. The matter has been in limbo for the past 4 years after government insisted that the land tax valuation for the property was $4.5 million and that while the state was willing to pay up to $12 million, the owners wanted more and repeated attempts to negotiate a settlement failed. Yesterday, businesswoman Asha Mrs. Ram Merchant Daly complained to journalists about the length of time the matter has dragged on without the family being compensated.
There's no fairness. Things are delayed. The judge is supposed to give us a decision in 6 months. She said that the government has to give us the documents. We haven't got that yet. 4 years, and it makes you cry. The pain is too deep for me. Be fair to everybody. That's all I'm asking for. I'm only asking for fairness.
But the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, tells Starcom Network News, government has made every effort to settle the matter, and now it's up to the courts.
The Merchant Daly family, through their company Tiny Tots Limited, brought an action seeking compensation for the land that the government acquired under the Land Acquisition Act. That case was brought in 2020. But during the life of the litigation so far, a large number of applications have been made by the Merchant Daly family, which have in each case had to be resolved by a judge. Now, the more of these applications you file, it means that will delay the eventual disposition of the case by a judge at a trial. The most recent applications were made in October of last year. Until all of these preliminary issues are resolved, we will not even get into trial. It is certainly correct that Mrs. Ram has not received her compensation, but to suggest in any way that the government is dragging its feet or at fault would be entirely wrong.
In fact, Mr. Marshall insists that repeated legal filings by the other side are the main reasons for the delay.
In fact, the matter was set down for trial last year, and her new attorneys made applications for various things, which caused the court to adjourn the actual hearing. So the hearing proceeded last year. They would probably have had the compensation by now, as long as the decision was given.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, in the lunchtime edition. An 18-year-old Christchurch resident will face an Oystens Magistrate Court today to answer multiple charges, including the murder of 20-year-old Darian Ward. Dareem Nurse of Brer Hall, Kendall Hill, will appear before the magistrate, charged with endangering the life of several people, as well as criminal damage to property and the use of an unlawful firearm between June 7th and August 16th. Nurse will also answer to the murder of Darian Ward, who was shot in his chest at around 9:20 p.m. on August 16th in the area of Sieg Avenue, Breedyland, Christchurch. 30-year-old Christopher Eiffel of Browns Gap, Sergeants Village, Christchurch, has been charged with two counts of indecent assault. He is set to appear before Magistrate Ian Weeks at the District A Magistrate's Court to answer for two separate incidents involving two women, which occurred on August 22nd and 29th. Meanwhile, police have dismissed reports circulating on social media that four women were raped in the area of the Garfield Sobers Sports Complex. Communications and Public Affairs Officer Inspector Rodney Innes tells Starcom Network News that no such reports have been filed about anyone being raped in that area. He says the claims are exaggerated attempts to incite fear. Inspector Innes encourages the public to stay vigilant, but assures them there is no need to panic. Activist Marcia Weeks says she's concerned about the rise in gun violence and will be leading a march on Saturday calling for an end to the worsening issue.
The issue of gun violence is becoming a real, real challenge for us here in Barbados when we have 33 homicides to date. When you calculate that, it's about one per week. I believe that this is an issue that we really, really need to take it very, very seriously. I believe that we need to treat this with a real sense of urgency. I think this is quite important. And so this weekend, we're having a solemn walk. We're calling for the end to gun violence, and it's going to be on Saturday at 10 o'clock from Kensington Oval.
Activist Marcia Weeks, an increasing number of young people in this country using and becoming addicted to illegal drugs, some as young as 6 years old, and it's a major concern for drug counselors. The worrying situation has been outlined to Starcom Network News by Alison Gotip, Director of Clinical Services at Verdon and Marina House, the Substance Abuse Foundation.
We can see that it's very prevalent amongst young persons. Young persons are being exposed to mood-altering substances, whether that is drugs or alcohol, at a very young age. We've looked at the prevention arm of what we do. Therefore, that's why we have, since 2020, have a program called Teen Intervene, because it's very concerning when we look at the information. Persons are being exposed within Barbados, within our own community, at the ages of 6, 7, and 8.
She says an increasing number of young people need help. Tributes continue to flow at the passing of former NUPW General Secretary Joseph Goddard, former NUPW President Walter Maloney.
Joseph Goddard worked at the NUPW for a little over 30 years. And at that time, he would have made many significant improvements to the union. Firstly, improving on the secretariat with the hiring of professional staff and the computerization of the secretariat. Joe was a visionary. A lot of that has to do with the fact that as a young man coming from a working class family in St. Philip and journeying through England to study, Joe's eyes were soundly fixed on helping the poor and disadvantaged.
A flash flood watch in effect for western and central areas.
Excessive rainfall today could generate flooding across low-lying areas in western and central districts of Barbados. These conditions are predicted to peak this afternoon with some improvement by tonight. Possible impacts, there is the medium possibility of significant flooding in and out of Minor Town. A surface to low level trough is affecting the island. Therefore, cloudy with sunny periods, with the occasional intermittent scattered light to heavy localized showers and a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms is forecast, with rainfall accumulations of 1 to 2 inches.
That update from Barbados Meteorological Services. Our top stories. Government rejects claims that it's unfairly delaying paying the Merchandani family for its acquired Bay Street property, the liquidation center, insisting the matter now has to be settled in the High Court. A Christchurch teenager charged for murder and other firearm offenses. Social activists staging a march against gun violence this weekend. A man is charged for indecent assault of two women, but the police say there is no serial rapist in the area of the Wildy Gym, contrary to widely circulated social media reports. Children in this country as young as 6 years old using and becoming addicted to illegal drugs. A major concern for drug counselors and a flash flood watch in effect for western and central sections of the country. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.